A couple of days ago on the show, we spoke with Lorraine Jacobs, food writer for the New Zealand Listener, the late New Zealand Listener, and well-known food personality, about the need for a minister of food. And, well, you can't talk to Lorraine without getting a recipe off her, so we've invited her back in for this Friday afternoon. Hi there.
Hi there, Jesse. And before we go any further, can I offer you congratulations for making the finalist list of the critics in the Voyager Media Awards?
Oh, thank you very much. That's very thoughtful of you.
It
meant a lot
to me.
Well,
I was really delighted to see it, Jesse, because, you know, so often food criticism isn't taken very seriously. So you're up there and it's great.
Yeah, I'm up against four book critics, I think. So all of whom are
well,
much smarter.
I've got my fingers crossed for you. My money's
great,
on you.
Thank you. Hey, we are eating so much pumpkin in our house at the moment. It's just such a good time of year to buy it, right?
Well, it is. That's the perfect seasonal food right now. Absolutely perfect.
And you've got some pumpkin in what you're making today. How did you decide what to cook for us?
Well, I've been thinking about potatoes, and but you know, I've only got two of us in this household, and neither of us are actually really big eaters. And I wanted to do a little potato bake. And then I thought, well, if I have to put all the potatoes into that dish, we're going to use all the potatoes up that are in my dark store cupboard. So yeah. I thought, well, I'll do half the dish with pumpkin. And it turned out to be out really, really well. And so this sort of pumpkin and potato bake, I think you could do it with any root vegetable.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that it would work quite well with parsnips. It would work well with carrots. It would work well also with beetroot. So you just have to think about how dense the vegetable is when you're cutting the slices, so that if something takes a little longer, like say if a beetroot would take much longer than pumpkin, potato would take a little longer than pumpkin too. So you cut those, the things that are the softest vegetables thicker and the other ones a little thinner.
And pretty
and
good
also the other thing
too.
About it is that, sorry?
I was going to say, a pretty good-looking recipe too. When you open the fridge and there's not much in there, I mean, it's nutritious, isn't it? But it's pretty deceptively simple, this list of ingredients.
Well, this list of ingredients is particularly simple. But one of the other things, I think, is to think about the variety of potato. Unfortunately, in this time, you're probably not getting much choice, especially if you're ordering your potatoes and things for click and collect or online for delivery, that you probably have to put potatoes, and you probably don't get a lot of choice about what they are. But in an ideal world, if I were to have one potato, it would probably be the Agria, because it's a pretty versatile potato, and it mashes and roasts so well. And in a dish like this, it's fabulous.
Okay, so tell us, how do we cook and assemble it?
Right, so what we're going to do with this is we're going to slice up about two or three medium potatoes, and this is one of those sort of recipes that you can scale up or down depending on how many in your household are going to eat it.
Yeah.
But I would say that this is going to serve somewhere between two hungry people or four people with or four people with appetites that aren't quite as large. So two or three medium potatoes and about a 300 to 400 gram chunk of pumpkin. And basically what you want to do with those is you want to peel the potatoes and the pumpkin and then slice them neatly, bearing in mind how dense they are. The denser they are, the thinner the slice becomes. And then about 3 tablespoons of butter, which is probably one of the key ingredients in this recipe because it makes everything delicious, butter does.
Mm.
So you butter a small oven-proof dish, but don't use all the butter, just use a third of it. And then layer the potatoes and the pumpkins into about 2 or 3 layers. And I quite like to do, as any reader, listeners will see when they look on the website, and the recipe's going to have a photo there, that I put the potatoes at one end of the dish and the pumpkin at the other end of the dish. And, and you could even put a layer of carrots in the middle or parsnips in the middle, but keep them to themselves. Because then, if you know, somebody doesn't like beetroot, they can avoid taking the beetroot. Anyway, sprinkle the vegetables with salt and pepper and a little bit of butter and some thyme leaves, fresh thyme leaves or dried thyme leaves if you have to, and then dot the top of the dish with a little bit of extra butter. But the other important ingredient in this is it's a little bit like a potato gratin, but what you're going to use is stock. So you want a cup of chicken stock or vegetable stock, something that's really tasty. And the key to doing a dish like this is you're going to have the oven somewhere between 180 to 200, depending how hot your oven is. But the key to getting it going is to actually heat the stock in a saucepan first and pour it into the dish very gently before it goes into the oven.
Yeah.
So you've got the stock virtually at boiling point, and you pour it down the edges of the dish so that, you know, the butter doesn't wash off the top immediately, or the salt and pepper or the herbs don't wash off. Or even if you want to add a layer of cheese, you could have cheese on the top too. So you just pour that hot stock into the dish and put it immediately into the oven. And, of course, that will get it cooking so much more quickly. And so then it'll be something like about 60 minutes in the oven, maybe a little longer, until the vegetables are tender and the top turns a really lovely golden. And this is the sort of dish that, if you're a vegetarian person, it's always going to be vegetable stock, but it could even be a main course, a lovely vegetable bake. But it's also super if you're going to have a little bit of chicken or lamb or something like that.
Great. Roast a chook this weekend and do these on the side, eh?
Oh, I'm sure it'll be lovely. And you know, so many times potato gratins are made with cream or with quite thick milk. And, of course, it's sort of putting an awful lot more calories into the dish. So using the chicken stock, I think, is lovely.
Lorraine, where should we send people who want to get more of your recipes? To the blog, hey?
Oh, yes, that's right. I've revived my blog, and there's a lot of recipes on there, and it's just Lorraine Jacobs, but you have to remember the crazy way that my parents gave me the name Lorraine, and it was because my grandmother was called Laura. So they use LauraiNe, LorraineJacobs.co.nz. Very simple.
We've also linked to it on our website, rnz.co.nz/Jessie. That was Spuds and Pumpkin Bake. Lovely to chat with you. Thanks so much.
Okay, Jessie, thanks and good luck. Bye.
Food columnist and author Lorraine Jacobs with our Friday recipe.